phone, they tryna bone. I'm like, what's up with you? Got a boo. That's why. Who the fuck is this? Banging on my iPhone. Early I was in the mall, ID unknown. Usually I hit that decline too, but I was curious, so I couldn't let that shit ring through. I pick it up and keep my voice real low, till I wait a second, then I hit him like, hello. And at first it was nothing, then I hear her on the other side huffing and puffing. She paused and said, okay, from woman to woman. Bitch, you fucking with my nigga. What the fuck is you doing? Who the fuck is you screwing? He really on his last and ain't got no bag if that's just what you pursuing. She was talking so fast, I barely got me a word in. And she got no job, so she hate when he working. Time on her hands, she spent it on her Instagram lurking. And she see I'm bad as fuck, so her feelings was hurting. And at first, my instinct was like, check it. But I've been in that position, all I could do was respect it. She just asked for what's expected, cause her kids feeling neglected and she wanna feel protected. Respectfully, you won't find that nigga here, cause I don't have just anybody caught in my affairs. Swear to God, I just answered your whole prayer. Let me tell you, you already know that he ain't playing fair, And that's not my business to tell, but you wouldn't be on his phone if you ain't know him so well. And that's just the thing with us women, we would rather keep his ass just so she don't go with him. So I'ma do you one better and block him. Just know the next bitch that you find ain't gonna be the last problem. You gonna lose yourself trying to change a man every time. This a warning, but you probably wanna take it as a sign.
You niggas is so fucking weak. Y'all got the audacity to be intimidated by a bad motherfucking queen and get your motherfucking feelings hurt. But it's over.